The following program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands. Need a vacation? Whether it's the trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, we can help. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Every single day.
On vacation every single day. Wouldn't that be nice?
I feel like I am on vacation every single day.
You've got a lot of trips. They're not always vacations.
That's
you're working.
True. But that's even very true.
I still love the fact that travel advisors, group hosts, when you have vacations, you go on vacation.
Exactly.
You still travel.
Actually, first of all, we should let everybody know, if you text in FWT, that's F like Fox, W like World, T like Travel, to 855-616-1620, you will get a link that will take you to the all-inclusive deals page. And we are seeing something kind of unique for Fox World Travel. Fox World Travel, that's right, your full-size travel agency, been in business since 1960, so we're celebrating kind of a milestone year. Oh, by the way, we're kind of celebrating something today, too.
Yeah, 4 years together.
Yes.
Can you believe that?
It's kind of crazy.
I said to Isaac, it's amazing that we're all still here. 4 years in radio all together as a team is very unheard of. It's very unusual.
Well, so. I'm going to be a Bob Uecker in the travel industry. I love what I do, and I'm just going to do it right up until the end. How about
that?
There
you go.
All right. So FWT to 855-616-1620. But I did a thing this week, and I wanted to talk a little bit about this thing that I did.
Okay.
First of all, I want everybody to understand that I have been doing this for 40 years, okay? But I am not a day-to-day on the computer in front of travel advisors. And so I, too, have to rely on travel advisors when I go to make my own travel plans.
Sure.
And you know this from what you do. You probably are your own worst enemy as well. You think you can fix something. And then, oh my gosh, I better call, Siding Unlimited because I sort of messed this up.
Right.
Or I'll get somebody from my company to come in. So I started trying to figure out how I could accomplish this mission I was on. And I started doing by myself and then thought, oh man, I got to call an advisor. Now, you know, I did that when I tried to book Disney on my own.
Yes.
And I did it again. So I feel like I've tried and tried to be I try to experience as much as I possibly can to bring to the show. And we talked a while back about the Tulum Airport opening up.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yep.
Okay. So I love, love, love Riviera Maya Cancun, but I've not been able to get to see the Tulum Resorts, which is about 90 miles south of the Cancun Airport, because I'm just not willing to be on a bus for 2+ hours. And so I thought, all right, I've got to do this. My listeners would want me to do this. I'm going to fly into Tulum, and I'm going to stay at one of the Tulum properties that I've been trying to visit.
Sure.
So I get on my trusty Apple Vacation website, and I figured out that you can fly from Chicago to Tulum every day except Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Okay.
And the flight times are great. It's 9 o'clock in the morning to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And obviously it's what we call a turnaround flight. Leaves at 3, comes, gets back at 6 o'clock. Okay. Time difference. That makes sense, right? Then I start looking at resorts. Holy smokes. Was that crazy? So then I reach out to the team that I knows this Tulum Airport area so well. And I say, hey, I'm thinking about staying at blank. Bam, bam, bam. I get pinged from all sides. You do realize you have to take a shuttle to the beach at that resort. Oh, no, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay, what about this one? Bam, bam, bam. You do realize that you have a voucher for the number of restaurants you can visit based on how many nights you're staying. Okay, I don't like that.
Yeah.
What about this one? Boom, boom, boom. You know that's a family-friendly resort. Are you okay with kids? Well, yes, I am. So, but that's what you need help with. These deals online look great, but unless you really delve into it and start doing some research, you would do what I would do. Just randomly pick something based on price because I am paying for this trip and then choose something that's not what I wanted.
Right. And by the way, every resort looks amazing online.
Yeah. Yeah.
So even, if you don't know the resort, you're going to get there. You'll go, oh, this isn't what I thought it was.
Even the one stars. So my advice to you is if you have been trying to do something on your own and you get stalled, nobody cares if you've got part of it figured out and now you need help with the others. We're willing to do that. My other suggestion is, why not consider the Tulum Airport? Now, I am going to be, I will not miss a show. I will not miss a show. So when I'm gone at the end of February, I will be coming back and I will give you more information. But when there's a nonstop to a destination, you can bet I'm going to jump on that thing first. And so I'm very excited about this. And this is all happening in February, as I said, and I will come back with reports. But as you start working with one of our travel advisors and start realizing that some of the inventory into Cancun is low, your advisor may say to you, or you may say, I heard Rose on Saturday morning, could we check Tulum? And we could take a look at that.
There we go. That's what we're here to do. Talk travel. Tell you how you can get hooked up with the right people to get you to the right places. 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited talk and text line. It is a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
The forecast today sounds great. Sunny, breezy, and then you say a high of 24 and it just plummets. From there, then you're like, oh, no, not so nice anymore. Let's get out of here. Let's go somewhere warm.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We are seeing at Fox World Travel that our bookings are coming in now much closer to departure date. You know, some people used to book their warm weather destination 6-8 months as soon as those nonstop flights out of Milwaukee were announced, they would be booking them. Then during the July sale, of course, we always make big time bookings. We're seeing more and more people that just hesitated. It seems to be the year of hesitation. Have you noticed that?
Yes, yeah. I have noticed that. People are, but then they're like, but I still got to go. So let's go. Let's get to some of these calls and texts at 855-616-1620. It says, love your show. We're heading to Punta Cana for the first time. I've read several things about a VIP service at the airport for departures and arrivals. Hoping you have some insight on these options to help us decide if we should go our own way or select the VIP service.
Okay. So I have experienced the VIP service, and I will give you a little story of why we used it. So Punta Cana was one of the places right after COVID, or actually COVID was still kind of going on, that would allow you to come in to the country without a negative test.
Okay.
Yep. And so we planned a very last minute trip to Punta Cana for Thanksgiving. So that was probably 22 or 21. Yeah, it was 21.
21.
Okay. So I had heard about this. I knew of this VIP service that the texter is referring to. And I thought, okay, here's the way this is going to go down. They would randomly choose people as you were coming off the plane, but before you got to immigration and customs to test. Okay. We had little kids along. And I thought, how can I avoid that from happening? Because I just don't want to be sidetracked.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. So I very much researched the VIP service that the texter is referring to. And what they will do is they're standing there with a sign with your name. And they whisk you right through to a expedited line in the immigration line that you're not waiting with the rest of them. Think like global entry.
Sure.
And then they take care of it all for you. They just give me all your passports, which, okay, but you're right there with us, and gave them all the passports and sort of showed them our faces and then walked us through to a lounge. It's very helpful if you can specifically describe your luggage. So I could say, all of our bags have Fox World Travel baggage straps yep. around them, or all of our bags have Fox World Travel bag tags on them. And then they will collect it for you, and then they will walk you to your transfer. Okay. Now, in that lounge area, there are soft drinks, beer, snacks, that kind of thing in a refrigerator. And the person who walked you through usually stays with you while she or he radios to the people the information about your luggage, so you're not even left alone. So the caller is asking, or the texter is asking, is it worth it? Well, for us on that particular trip, it was very much worth it.
Sure.
We talked last week about something very similar to Jamaica. Remember, it was called the Mo Bay Club in Montego Bay. And that's what we use it for. It's an expedited service that's just going to make your life a little bit easier. Now, how you would use it on the return, you would stay in the lounge area, taking advantage of all the amenities until your flight was ready. Okay. Now, we didn't do it on the return. I've done it in Montego Bay on the return, but the tour companies are getting you to the airport about 3 hours prior to your flight. If you don't mind killing 3 hours, and sometimes you need that 3 hours. You're going to be in a big long line or something like that. So there's all kinds of things that you can pick from a menu when you go to book this fast track Punta Cana service. But I've done it. I love it. And it absolutely positively made for a very smooth family. And at that time, so that'd be 3 years ago, we had 5-year-olds with us. So
can I get a nonstop to Punta Cana from anywhere?
Okay. So, perfect segue. We want to remind listeners, we talked about the TQO, which is the Tulum Airport. That's the 3-letter code for that airport. Another tip I'm going to give the listeners is this. There are nonstop charters out of Rockford, Illinois, with great availability to Punta Cana, Cancun, and Costa Rica. Now, Punta Cana goes Thursdays and Sundays, and they will have that service through the 30th of March.
Okay.
Riviera Maya goes through the 2nd of April. And Costa Rica goes through the 28th of March.
All right. So you can check that out. We will be back. We're going to take a break. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited talk and text line. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
I really can't
take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. Definitely cold outside, and it's going to get colder. So enjoy this 22 degrees while we have it, because we're plummeting down to single digits this week. Let's get into it. 855-616-1620. That is the number that you can text FWT to get the link that's going to give you up to 67% off cruises, $150 off all-inclusive savings, up to $1,000 off Fox Group vacations, free bonus onboard credits, all kinds of stuff by texting FWT. Why wouldn't you do that?
Why wouldn't you do that?
Why do we have these exclusive deals with you guys through Fox World Travel?
Excellent question. We have those deals because of our relationship with our partners and because of the relationship or the membership we have with Signature Travel Network. And all of that works in our favor so that we can pass it on to you, and then it works in your favor. We're very excited and happy that we were once again achieved one of we are in the top 20 nationwide for ALG, which is Apple Leisure Group. So that's all things Apple Vacation, which includes Funjet Vacations, United Vacations, and others as well. So I just grabbed the parking rates. If you know what parking rates are at O'Hare in Milwaukee, I think this will shock you. Parking at Rockford is, if you book it in advance, get this, you can book parking in advance. It's $8 a day.
$8 a day?
Yeah. If you drive up, it's $9 a day. And then they have valet for $12 a day. And get this, for an additional $20, they'll have your car washed and the interior vacuumed out, and you pay them $20 when you pick the car up.
Oh my gosh. That makes me right there want to fly out of Rockford.
Yes, exactly.
That's crazy, because I do know what you pay to park in Milwaukee and Chicago.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. Let's get to some of these calls and texts. 855-616-1620. We are traveling to St. Martin in March. Airfares are over $1,600 per person round trip. Do you think they're going to come down?
Okay, so I did respond to this texter specifically, but I want to ask these questions. These are the questions I asked. Are your dates flexible? Okay. I'm guessing if they're just looking for airfare to St. Martin, they've got a timeshare, a Vrbo, an Airbnb, or something like that, and they're trying to get the airfare to go there. If you've got that already booked, the answer to are your dates flexible is no, they're not. So you're thinking, wow, these airlines are ripping me off. It's probably based on availability. March is high season to the Caribbean and including St. Martin. So I feel like, oh, the dates are the 15th to the 29th. That's spring break.
Spring break for everybody.
Yes. I bought my rented my spring break, spring training house. I looked exactly one day after I got home from my previous trip, and right now you can't find anything. I paid more for the airfare to get to Arizona than I've paid in my entire life, and it exceeds and by far many of the airfares I've booked to Europe. So it's the 15th to the 29th is just a highly, highly, highly. Remember, Easter's the 20th of April. So many, many schools just made their spring breaks either that week of the 15th or the week of the 29th. So the airlines are not trying to rip you off. Your availability is probably quite low.
Yeah.
And will they come down? Why would the airlines put cheap seats back in a market where they're close to being sold out or have sold out all of their inexpensive seat categories?
All right. So you mentioned in there you booked it the day after you got back. One of the best things about travel is knowing that you have travel coming up.
Right. And I was perfectly good waiting until my trip on the 15th of March. And then I had a shovel snow on Thursday. And it just infuriated me. Why? Why, Rose? You live in Wisconsin. You lived here the majority of your life. Come on. This should not have put you in such a foul mood.
All right. So if we want to do this, if we want to work with an advisor, how do we get a hold of Fox World Travel?
So a couple different things. Right now, our offices are open. This is a seasonal service that we offer January, February, and March, because it is by far and away our busiest time. And we want to be able to accommodate people who can't make a Monday through Friday 9-to-5 work. And so if you call 866-GO-FOX-GO, 866-GO-FOX-GO, there will be someone answering the phone between 9 a.m. and noon Saturdays until further notice. And I will let you know well in advance when that is going to end. And so you can also walk in, but we really, really, really encourage people to start that chat on the phone. If on the phone is impossible, or you are working right now or something of that nature, there is also an online form that you can fill out, which I had someone reach out to me after last week. You recall Steve Scafidi was on with us, a little surprise guest, and somebody who had traveled with me thought this might sound like something he wanted to do and said, but we want to upgrade to business class. And who's the best to help us? The best thing to do in any of those situations where you have something quite specific like that is to fill out the form. Because if you fill out the form, we have managers who distribute those inquiries to the best advisor to help you. Either they're knowledgeable in that particular destination, they're very, very airline savvy and can help you find the best business class fare and those kinds of things. So when you click on the vacation link, a golden rod colored rectangle pops up in the bottom and it says plan your trip. That's where you fill out the information and give us as many specifics as you possibly can. How many people? What are their ages? Are your travel dates flexible? You know, those kinds of things.
All right. You heard it. FoxWorldTravel.com. We do need to take a break over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Sean Brenda. Good morning, Sean.
This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. You can find the Fox World Travel Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, and it gets posted online at foxworldtravel.com. 855-616-1620. Let's go to the phones and talk to Chris in Milwaukee. Good morning. What's your question? Chris, are you there? All right. Well, the question was buses from Milwaukee to Chicago.
Yeah.
So where do we get those? What are they?
CoachUSA.com. CoachUSA.com. So it's a very clear-cut website that has, it's called Airport Express. It tells you the times. It tells you the amount. And unless I'm completely wrong, you can buy the tickets online, and you can also buy the tickets. You used to be able to buy the tickets from the driver.
Okay. We do have a couple of questions at 855-616-1620 about timing of buying airfare. One is to Paris in September. One is just domestic flights. Like, when, what's a good time frame for people to start thinking about that?
So we spoke a little bit about this same situation to the people who are looking for spring break airfare to St. Martin. I always say this when, as I'm booking my airfare, and I get it, I'm in the business, but you are kind of doing the same thing that we would be doing. I'm looking to see what the airfare is right now on my preferred dates. Then if it blows me off out of my socks, then I start looking at alternative departure cities. Milwaukee, Chicago, Madison, Green Bay.
Now, Rockford.
Rockford. Many times those are feeding into Chicago anyway, and so you may or may not be getting a better fare. However, when the airlines publish those routes, they have to save some seats to match up with those feeder flights, if that makes any sense.
Yep.
And so sometimes by doing that, voila, you found a lower fare, and you think, this makes no sense. It's farther than if I was to go from Chicago to my destination, but I'm leaving out of Green Bay and making a connection in Chicago.
Yeah.
And that's sometimes how that works. And so if you have no flexibility, it's a wedding, it's a Vrbo, an Airbnb, some accommodations that you have booked and you're locked into, you don't have the luxury of being able to wait and wait and wait and wait and hope that these things, that the airfare goes down.
Right.
That kind of a thing. So I always say, book it and don't look back. Book it and don't look back.
Yeah.
Because if you go later and you see, oh my gosh, they dropped $111, you can't get your $111 back. That's not the way that operates. So there are some myths out there that you should buy airfares on Tuesdays because they load the fares on those days. That I have talked to more travel experts about that topic than I care to tell you, and they all have differing opinions about that. So I'm not sure that's actually the truth. The other thing to know is the destination that I'm going to super popular during this time? So if you are going in Paris in September, believe it or not, is still a very prime time because people are aware that they want to avoid June, July, and August because of the heat, because of the busyness with the tourists and that kind of thing. The weather is cooling off a little bit. If you go out into the countryside and you want to see some vineyards or you want to experience some of the rural aspects of your destination, it's beautiful. So it's a very, very tricky thing. And if sometime I have people who just randomly stumble on a good airfare and they book it and then they book their accommodations, okay, that's a whole different ballgame. That's a whole different way of operating.
Yeah, and if you have flexibility, why not do it that way?
Yeah. All right. So I completely get it. So the texter regarding the bus that goes between Chicago and Milwaukee came back on. It's coachusa.com. Coachusa.com. And that's the name of the company. It probably will then appear like Wisconsin Airport Express or something of that nature. And you put in Milwaukee and you put in Mitchell Field, and then it gives you your schedule and how you go about buying tickets.
Siding Unlimited, WTMJ talk and text line 855-616-1620. Good morning. Due to health reasons, we may need to cancel a Fox group trip that is scheduled for this fall. We realize we can get a refund of the trip cost from Fox at this point in time. Any idea if we can get a refund from Travel Guard for the cost we paid for trip insurance?
No. So I've never felt more confident when saying no. You buy the insurance to cover the cancellation of the trip. So that, if I can put it in a different type of insurance as an example, you buy insurance for your vehicle, you have an accident, you put in a claim, they fix your car, then you don't get a refund on the insurance that you
bought.
That's
the purpose of the insurance.
That's the purpose of the insurance.
Gotcha.
So there might have been other reasons to buy the policy. You might have been looking for health care, you are medical costs because you're leaving the country and you know that your insurance is not going to cover you. You may have wanted to use the concierge service that is affiliated with the Travel Guard policy that you purchased.
Right.
All of those things. But you're buying it primarily for trip interruption, trip cancellation. And you've now used the insurance to get your money back.
That's why you buy insurance.
That's why you buy insurance. Thank goodness that this text didn't say we have to cancel due to health reasons and we didn't buy the insurance, because then you would not be getting your money back.
Yeah, and that would not be good.
No.
855-616-1620. We'd love to hear from you. If you have questions on travel, now's the time to get them in. We have a couple segments left with Rose Gray from Fox World Travel, because it is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:44 on a Saturday, 21 degrees, temperatures dropping. It is going to be sunny, but it's going to get cold, so get ready for that. Dayton Kane here with her. Let's talk turkey, Rose.
I think that's a perfectly great idea. So what I'm very worried about, Dayton, is we are seeing people book closer to departure dates than ever before.
Right.
I don't know if it's the economy. I don't know if it's the election. I don't know if it's the uncertainty of what the transition to the new administration will be. I don't know what it is. But we're seeing people, I'm not kidding you, calling now. Maybe it's the warm winter that we had and now it's not.
I think that's part of it too.
Calling and saying, can we go somewhere next week? I'm not kidding you. So I think people feel like, oh, I've got all kinds of time. This turkey trip is not until April 25th. April 25th is fast approaching, ladies and gentlemen. And so if you would really like to be a part of this Turkey, Istanbul, and the Outer Circle, it's a beautiful 12-day trip. Kusadasi, Ephesus, Istanbul. But the beautiful thing about it is many people like me have seen only a part of Turkey on a cruise ship.
Sure.
We've done a couple of stops along the way, and you want to get into the interior of Turkey, and that is absolutely what this particular trip does. So I encourage anybody that is still sitting on the fence thinking maybe this, and to me, this is a very affordable airfare out of Chicago with our good friends at Insight Vacations, and with airfare, this trip is around $5,000. So,
good deal.
It's a very, very good deal.
For 10 nights?
It's 11, actually. And if you've got your own airfare, oh, yeah, it is 10 nights. Why does it look like a 12-day trip? So it is 10 nights. But we are moving around. It's a rather active itinerary, but it's great. And if you've got your own airfare, the price of the trip is $3,700. That's very, 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 very reasonable. So if you are considering it, we encourage you to stop thinking about it and get on the move here, because we are going to have to soon release any space that we haven't sold.
That's under group travel. What else can we find there?
Okay, so another one that I'm kind of surprised that we still have seats available is the Ireland Adventure. This sells out every single year. Every single time we do this particular trip, it sells out. It's with our good friends at Brendan Vacations, which is under the TTC umbrella, which is in the world of Insight Vacations and Trafalgar Vacations and some of the others, but they are specific to Ireland. They are the Irish tour operator that we know and love. It's round trip from Chicago to Dublin, and it's everything that you want to do while you're in Dublin, including going to Trinity College, to Kilkenny, to all of those things. And you make one great big gigantic circle and you come back to Dublin.
Okay. And they're both there. What you do is you go to foxworldtravel.com. You click the menu button on the top left corner. Go to Vacation Travel, Group Travel, Fox Group Vacations, and you'll find it there. A little bit easier way to do that. Fox World Travel, right on the homepage at the bottom right corner, Vacation Travel, click there. So lots of ways to get to it. Get there, find your trips, get them booked now. It's closer than you think.
It's very true. And there's nothing I hate more than what we just released the unsold seats and then somebody calls the next day. Because it doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It just means it could have been so much easier.
Sure. Sure. We are going to take our final break, 855-616-1620. That's the WTMJ talk and text line. We'd love to hear from you. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee.
From the Annex Wealth Management Studios,
this is News Radio WTMJ,
a Good Karma brand station.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
You know, Isaac, when I go to Florida, can you just come be my DJ and play all the music while I'm on the beach and make me feel happy?
Yeah, just buy my ticket.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he could just send you his playlist.
Yeah, could you just send me your Spotify? That would be great. Nice music. It makes me want to go and get warm somewhere because it's going to be cold. It is 21. We keep dropping. Every time I say the temperature, it goes down. So get ready to bundle up.
Yeah, I want to address a couple of texts have come in saying, regarding cheaper fares, if it goes down with Southwest, they let you keep the credit on file. So if you happen to be looking, they're not going to call you. and you say, holy cow, it went down $51. You have to call them. And then they hold the $51 in a wallet for the next trip. Because somebody also texts, you can do two free changes, which could be advantageous moving to a cheaper flight to a more expensive flight. That's a little iffy. If you're going during a very, very busy time,
sure,
that's a little trickier. So
when coming back from a foreign country, when you have travel insurance and your connecting flight is missed due to the lateness of the inbound flight, does one need to call the insurance company first, or is it okay to immediately try to rebook your flights home with your airline?
So I've mixed answers on this. My instinct would be immediately to help myself. I've got to get this figured out. I'm not going to stall around and wait for the insurance company to tell me, yes, it's covered or no, it's not. Well, the line is growing at the desk and I'm not getting any answers. Likely it's covered. If you print out your policy, which is pages long, you would have that to read while you're standing in the line to go ahead and change it, because there are certain reasons that are not covered. So if you missed the flight, there's a big long list of reasons that they may not cover it. But if it's really something, a mechanical, a weather, you know, there is delayed airline coverage in those policies. So I would do that. I would reaccommodate myself before I would call the airlines. Now, the reason that before I would call the insurance, sorry. The reason I'm saying I have a little bit mixed emotions, there is a concierge number that's associated with most travel guard policies. And I say it's sometimes used for, not frivolous, but used for more social things like, can you get me some tickets to this sold out play? Can you get me reservations at this particular restaurant that I'm having a hard time doing? Those kinds of things. But they will also be there 24/7. I have had them help me with lost bags. So they can pretty much do anything, and they may be able to say, hey, I'm seeing this flight or this flight or this flight, and give you suggestions. Again, the person that's answering on that concierge service is not going to be able to tell you if it's a covered reason. They're there to help you with the actual problem.
Sure. Interesting.
So, yeah,
and that comes with Travel Guard.
That comes with Travel Guard. And it is something that people, once they're aware of it, then they use it a little bit more often. I mean, certainly it's a benefit. But when we're selling it to you, we're trying to help you realize how important it is to cover trip interruption, trip cancellation. That's what's our primary goal when we're talking to you about what that all entails and why we're just probably a little more adamant than you'd like us to be, because, you know, your first reaction is, nah, I just dropped a lot of money on this trip. I really don't want to drop some more money on a travel insurance policy. But once we start talking about what it covers and why you need it, it's a pretty easy sell.
There was a no-brainer for us when we booked the trip. We're like, nope, we are going to get this. If something comes up and we can't go on this trip, instead of being out the hundreds of dollars that the trip is, or the insurance is, we're out thousands of dollars that the trip is. So.
And you're a sensible guy. And I'm not insinuating that everyone isn't sensible, but you're all caught up in the emotion of the trip. And you're thinking to yourself, we're going no matter what. If I could just eliminate that phrase from the English language, I'd be the happiest person in the world, because no matter what, think about a death in the family, think about a fire that renders your home uninhabitable, and you've got to stay back and take care of those kinds of things. But I'm going no matter what.
Even just a sickness.
Yeah.
I mean, listen to my voice today. Like, this is just a little cough going on, and what if I was sick? I can't go on this trip. Now I'm out the money. Like, why wouldn't you do it? Anyway, so we're getting to the end.
Yes.
Let's recap. What did we learn today,
Rose
Gray?
So what we learned today is there's an alternative airport to Cancun. It's called Tulum. It's about 90 minutes south of the airport. And if you've always wanted to see that area but never wanted to take the 2+ hour bus ride to get there, that's an alternative airport. Speaking of alternative airports, for those of you who are still scrambling to try to find that great warm weather destination, because when you are sitting in negative numbers on Monday and Tuesday of this upcoming week and saying, I thought I could tough it out, but I can't. I've got to get someplace.
It'd be so cool.
We can look at Rockford as options as well. Rockford's got Cancun, Costa Rica, and Punta Cana.
And the parking is cheap.
Parking is cheap. Accessibility. Think Appleton. That's how small this airport is. It's absolutely lovely. We also encourage people who are thinking about Turkey or Ireland that are fast approaching and are still not deposited on those to do so as quickly as possible. Take a look at our website for all of the group adventures that we've got planned for 2025. I'm very jacked. We're working on our catalog for 26 right now, and we've got some great things coming up. But there are some great things for 25 that we've not done yet. Colleen's doing another Egypt in 25. So lots of things going on in 2025. I know the year just started, but before you know it, it'll be gone in a blink of an eye.
Crazy how fast it goes.
Yes, for sure. So a tear was shed for our good friend Bob Uecker yesterday and Thursday, and we were thinking about him, and it just makes me want to go to spring training even more. That was one of the encounters I had the opportunity to have with Bob Uecker, was at spring training. And
nice.
It was a very memorable event.
You'll be missed. I've been listening to my whole life.
Yeah.
My whole life.
Think
That's
about
that. Crazy to
Think
say.
Think about that. I know I had to kind of explain that to my 8-year-old granddaughter, why everybody was so emotional about this whole thing. And so, it's a sadness. It's it wasn't an inevitability, but I think we all thought he was going to last forever.
Yeah. Fox World Travel Show every Saturday, 9 o'clock. We'll see you next week. Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management with Money Talk.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.